This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Tailgate Till May, part of the Believe Podcast Network. You love college sports and you like to have a little action on the games, then this is the place for you, because I'm your host, Stephen Gorgi, and I love both of those things too. Today is Friday, June 7th, 2024, and today I was going to do a little SEC basketball check-in, but some rather big news has come up in the last 24 hours or so here. There are reports that Dan Hurley is discussing the Lakers head coaching job with the organization. John Fanta of Fox Sports, Field of 68, has been all over this, reporting on this from the UConn college basketball perspective of things. If you're an NBA fan, it was a Woj bomb, but Fanta has really been covering this in a great way as it comes to what could be next from UConn. Fanta's a guy who knows the Big East inside and out. As of this moment, 11:20 a.m. Eastern time, Hurley has not accepted the job. A lot of the reports are that it was going to be done within the next, or if it happens, or a decision will be made within a couple days. So hopefully we will find out something over the weekend. But this news takes precedent over whatever I was going to talk about. So let's get in to this whole Dan Hurley situation. This whole thing just confirms to me that Dan Hurley is the modern day Coach K, because we just passed the 20th anniversary of the Lakers courting Coach K. That was a huge thing in 2004. It seemed like Coach K was gonna leave the dynasty that he built at Duke to go coach Kobe Bryant and Los Angeles Lakers. And ultimately he did not, but it was very public. A lot of people thought it was going to be done. It was a huge hullabaloo at the time. Back in the pre-Twitter, pre-social media days, you were locked into sports radio, or you were locked in to SportsCenter waiting to find out whether Coach K was going to go or not. And the reason the Lakers were courting Coach K at the time is because he was regarded as the best coach in all of college basketball. You can't deny what Mike Krzyzewski had done up to that point in his career. And I would argue that the next 20 years were maybe even more impressive given what he was able to do, how he was able to change and adapt with the times. And this just confirms to me that the entire college, not the just college basketball world, the entire basketball world regards Dan Hurley in the same manner in 2024. Dan Hurley is the man in the basketball world. What he's done at UConn these last 2 years, winning these back-to-back national titles. They're the co-favorite to go for a third straight in 2024. He is the modern-day Coach K. And I talked about this a lot over the course of the season, that I think we have great storylines in college basketball because we do have a guy like Dan Hurley who reminds me so much of Coach K, who is so out there and boisterous on the sideline, demanding of his players. He's a really good villain if you don't like UConn, much like Coach K was a really good villain for those, myself included, who didn't like Duke for years and years. But Dan Hurley is the modern day Coach K, and this overture by the Lakers confirms all that to me. Now, I don't know whether Dan Hurley is going to leave. Nobody knows for sure, except for him, whether he's going to leave the UConn job or not. And if he does take it, I mean, you can't blame the guy for going to get paid a ton of money to coach in the NBA, which is the dream for many, many a basketball coach, but I do think he would be leaving a huge opportunity behind to do something that I don't believe anybody has done since John Wooden win three straight national titles. John Wooden won seven straight with UCLA between 1967 and 1973, and Dan Hurley is already in rarefied air winning back-to-back national titles, but to win three in a row would be unprecedented. So that's a huge opportunity that he leaves on the table there. The dynasty that he has built is a huge opportunity that he would be leaving on the table. But I get it. I get the need to challenge yourself. I get the desire to coach at the highest level of the game. I totally get that. And I don't really want to talk about whether it will work for Dan Hurley in the NBA or not. This is not an NBA show. This is a college sports show. So I want to talk about this from a college sports perspective. So I think UConn fans, if he does leave, this will always be a huge what if for UConn fans. Because, you know, UConn was a little bit wandering in the desert for a time between Jim Calhoun and the arrival of Dan Hurley. Yes, they did win that one national title under Kevin Ollie, but that was at a time where they had gone to the American Conference. They were no longer in the Big East. Things were very uncertain. They fired Ollie just a few years later. Nothing was necessarily assured for this UConn basketball program. And I think if you're UConn, you're certainly a UConn fan. You're certainly A, very worried about what happens if Dan Hurley does accept this job, if Dan Hurley does leave. You know, the foundation is there, but the foundation was there after Calhoun too, and it took a while to find the right guy to fill his shoes and return UConn to what it had been during that Calhoun era. So you have to be a little nervous anytime you lose a coach who is doing unprecedented things. I think for UConn fans, if he does leave, you will always wonder what could have been with this run. If he does leave, you will always wonder, could he have had a Coach K-like run at UConn where you're going to Final Fours every two or three years and you know, the rate that he's going at with these back-to-back national titles, I mean, it puts him on a pace where nobody's ever going to touch John Wooden. But what does Coach K have? Coach K has five national titles. I think he's got five national titles. I mean, there's no reason that Dan Hurley couldn't match or exceed that. And I think it's something that UConn fans will always wonder about if he does leave. As far as who's next, John Fanta has been reporting that it'll likely be one of the two assistant coaches on Hurley's bench, kind of keep it in the family, at least in the short term, and try to retain the roster. The two guys are associate head coach Kamani Young and assistant coach Luke Murray. Luke Murray is Bill Murray's son. I'm sure if you watch the NCAA tournament, you see Bill Murray all over the place. So it looks like if Hurley does leave, at least in the short term, they would go in-house. I think UConn can go out and get almost anybody they want. The question really would be, who is that? And if Hurley does decide to leave, there will be plenty of time to discuss that and talk about that and debate whether it's the right decision to go in-house or if they should go full press and try to go get somebody from the outside. I think UConn is as good of a job as there is in the country based on what Calhoun has done, based on what Hurley has done, based on the foundational elements that are there, based on the support that is there around that program. I think it's certainly as good of a job as any in the country. And we saw Dan Hurley say, hey, I'm good on the Kentucky job. I'm good to stay here at UConn. So I think it's a great job. I think they could definitely land a big fish if they so desire. But there will be plenty of time to talk about all that when a decision is actually made by Dan Hurley here. The other subject I want to bring up in regards to this is that this is about Dan Hurley and a desire by him, potentially, to go and test himself at the NBA level. This, to me, does not say anything about the state of college sports or the state of college basketball. This does not, to me, even if you combine it with Jim Harbaugh leaving Michigan on the heels of winning a national title to go to back to the NFL, go and coach the Chargers, even if you combine it with Coach K and Roy Williams, Jim Boeheim retiring in the last couple of years, with Nick Saban retiring in this offseason, to me, even all of that together does not indicate that there's anything wrong right now with the state of college sports. It says, like I said at the very top of the show, Dan Hurley is the modern day Coach K. He's a fantastic coach. He's a guy who clearly, I don't think I'm breaking any news when I say this, if you watch him talk, if you watch how he acts, if you watch him on the sideline, he has a very big ego, and he's a guy who would like to challenge himself. And this is nothing new. Pro leagues, the NFL, the NBA, have been going after college coaches for years and years and years. And sometimes it works. There's some good examples out there. Jimmy Johnson going from Miami to the Dallas Cowboys and starting up that Dallas dynasty. Larry Brown on the basketball side of things. Pete Carroll back to the football side of things. There are some examples where it has worked, and there are some examples where it hasn't. I don't think this says that college basketball is a failing endeavor, that college football is a failing endeavor, that there's this massive brain drain of coaches from the college ranks to the pro ranks. I'm not worried about that right now. I'll worry about that when I start seeing assistants in college say, hey, I don't want to pursue this head coaching job in college. I'm going to go from being an assistant in college to being an assistant in the pros. And I don't think you will ever see that just for the fact that there are not a lot of jobs available. There are 32 teams compared to 130 whatever in college football and, you know, 300 some D1 jobs in college basketball. There is just more opportunity to coach in college, and therefore you will always get coaching talent there. I don't think it's out of line to say that the absolute best coaches have always coached in the pros. Yeah, you can make an argument, could a Coach K have succeeded in the NBA? Is he as good of a coach from an X's and O's perspective and a leadership perspective as some of the NBA coaches that we've seen? I think you can certainly make that argument, but it's also just a completely different game. If you want to coach pro sports, you tend to get into pro sports. And if you are more interested in coaching 18 to 22-year-olds, then you coach college sports. They're just two very different games. So maybe it's not quite fair to say that the best coaches have always been in the pros, but it's certainly always been an appealing thing to say, I want to go test myself at the absolute highest level of the sport. So I do not think this says anything at all about the state of college basketball, about the state of college football. I mean, just look at, we talk about Nick Saban just retired. Look at what he just did at Alabama. I know his tenure with the Dolphins was not a success, but I'm sure Nick Saban could have found an opportunity to go back to the NFL if he wanted to. This kind of stuff has been happening for years and years and years. I mean, one of the great examples of all time of a guy who succeeded coming from the college side to the pro side is Bill Walsh, who, yeah, he had spent some time as a position coach and coordinator in the NFL, but he was Stanford's head coach before getting his first NFL head coaching job in 1979 with the San Francisco 49ers. And we know how Bill Walsh revolutionized offense in the NFL and was such a large part of the league and one of its signature franchises during that time period in the 80s. Bill Walsh, a great example of going back to the 70s of where the pros have gone after college coaches, and the college coaches have said, yes, I would like to challenge myself at this extraordinarily high level of the sport. So I think you're going to read and hear a lot about how all of these big names have either retired or left the sport, and it's because of NIL, and it's because of the transfer portal, and they're just sick of dealing with it, and we're never going to have the coaches we once had in college sports. And I just, to put it bluntly, don't think that's true, because I think there is so much opportunity in college athletics. There are so many more jobs than there are in the pros. There are so many more guys who can get their start as a position coach on the football side or as a director of basketball operations on the basketball side and work their way up through the ranks. And we're about to enter this next era where all of the guys who come up right now are used to the world of NIL, are used to the world of unlimited transfers, of the transfer portal, of things not being how they were in the 80s and 90s and aughts, right? We have a generation of coaches who are coming up during that time. And those coaches who are coming up right now won't think any of that is weird when they are in the head spots. They won't find it nearly as exasperating as some of the coaches do right now. So maybe in the short term, there is some of that where coaches are saying, hey, I just don't want to deal with the transfer portal. I don't want to deal with re-recruiting my roster every time. And you know what? If they don't, that's perfectly fine. Dan Hurley might find himself in that boat. But the thing is, only the cream of the crop would even have the opportunity to go to the NFL, to the NBA. So I don't think you need to worry about this mass exodus of coaches who don't want to recruit, don't want to re-recruit, don't want to deal with the transfer portal, because we have this whole generation of coaches that is going to be coming up right now who that will be all they have ever known. That will be part of the college game. And just like maybe 30 years ago, hey, you didn't feel like recruiting. You didn't really have an interest in recruiting 17-year-olds sitting in the living room, giving their mom and dad the pitch on why you are the best person to coach them for the next 4 years. Then you did find a different route into the sport. You didn't go the college avenue. Now, if you make the choice to coach college football, college basketball, you know that everything that it entails. You know that the transfer portal is part of it. You know that you're going to get questions about NIL. And we're going to enter a time soon where that is all college coaches have ever known. So yeah, you might get a guy like Dan Hurley here or there that gets approached by the NBA and decides to go. You might get a Jim Harbaugh who was already in the NFL, came back to college, and now is going back to the NFL, and he had never made any secret about his desire to get back to the NFL, who leaves. But I do not think we are in this era where there's just a massive brain drain out of college sports to pro leagues, because there is just not enough jobs at the pro level. So I just don't think it's something to really worry about. I want to wrap up with this. I think if Hurley does decide to take this job and leave, UConn has what is regarded as a top five roster right now. That's going to be one of the most interesting things to watch. And that seems like why UConn would like to go in-house and hire either Young or Murray if Hurley is to leave, so they can retain a lot of that roster. But UConn has a top five roster, and if Hurley leaves, what happens with some of those pieces could determine who makes the Final Four this year, who makes a national championship this year. It's going to be very fascinating to watch. It's going to be fascinating to see if he leaves, if they can keep that roster together, and if they can't, it'll be fascinating to see where these guys end up, because there are a lot of trickle-down effects that could have a huge impact on this upcoming 2025 college basketball season. I will be back next week and certainly reacting to whatever Dan Hurley decides, whether he decides to leave and coach the Lakers, whether he decides to return. I will be reacting to that. I will also be doing my originally planned June SEC Hoops check-in. I'll tell you who's trending up and who's trending down in the SEC as we approach the 2025 season, because I think it's going to be one of the two best leagues in the country next year. To me, it's the Big 12 and it's the SEC. Those are the two most fascinating leagues. Those are the leagues I am most excited to watch in 2025. And I do think there's a very strong chance the national champion comes from one of those two leagues. So I did the Big 12 earlier this week. I'll do the SEC next week. Enjoy the super regional baseball action this weekend, everybody. And until next time, keep the grill hot and the cooler cold.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.